Hi, this is I Allegedly. Welcome back. My name is Dan. Got a good one for you today, because the one thing you guys keep asking about is shrinkflation and sending me all these emails. We got a lot to cover in this video. This and other stuff in regards to business news and the economy. But please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And let's get right into it. Now we're in McDonald's. And the one thing that people keep sending me is the fillet of fish, talking about how small it is. And it's absolutely ridiculous. First things first, the fillet of fish is now $5.99. So it's $6 for a fillet of fish now, which is unbelievable. And look at this, guys. Huh? Look at how tiny that is. Remember it used to fill up the whole box? Not anymore. Not anymore. And the one thing that's funny is the contraption that shoots out the jizz for the tartar sauce still is set to the larger size. So you get all this tartar sauce that everybody complains about because it's made for a bigger sandwich. So that's the tartar sauce you'd put in the larger sandwich. But now that you've got the tiny little sandwich, this is what you get. So absolutely unbelievable. And before you sit there and say, who would eat this? La, la, la. Okay, it's one time. But I did this for the channel to show you guys shrinkflation. And the 32-ounce drink is no longer 32 ounces. It's 25 ounces. So that's a large drink, guys, at McDonald's now. Absolutely shocking. Absolutely shocking. Okay. Remember of my mom smoking in the car and eating these. It's probably why I turned out the way I did. What's the point of paying $6 for something that is not value, not a meal? And I understand you guys are going to say it's not food, but it's gotten so expensive. McDonald's has a huge problem. And that is that you can't make the sandwich and the drink smaller and sit there and say, oh, you know, everybody's going to be fine. They're going to be okay with this. They're not. No business is going to be okay with this. I mean, I really think about this. The restaurant industry as a whole right now is completely upside down. When do I eat out? When I'm having a meeting or I'm filming a video. Trust me, I don't eat fillet of fishes every day of the week. But this is insane. For the value, for the price. You guys are right. I mean, the thing is thimble size. So let me know what you think about this so far, because I think it's crazy right now that we're supposed to pay these prices and get it smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, you can't make the burger smaller. You just can't. You can't make the patty smaller. The fake fish, pressed fish, is literally, it's a third of the size it used to be. So let me know if you've noticed this. Let me know your thoughts on this. But it's $6 for that sandwich now. That is outrageous when you think about that. Oh, there's much more fun. Now the next one is good old Cracker Barrel. You guys have asked me to come here over and over. You gotta go to Cracker Barrel, gotta go to Cracker Barrel. Well, Cracker Barrel stock right now is an absolute free fall. And the CEO, Julie Massino, had an investor call and said, we're just not as relevant as we used to be. Think about this. This company never gained a foothold since COVID. Lost all its old customers. The majority of the senior customers have not come back to Cracker Barrel. So much so, think about this. Before this year, they were off 16%. Pre-COVID, okay? So they're off an absolute ton. This year, they're off another 4%, which is over 20% off, guys, right now. Now, here's the thing. They think that they've got something here. They think they have a winner. They're going to change the menu. Young kids hated this place because they did something that was, old people hate this place because they did something that they consider to be woke last year, and it completely destroyed the older people from going here right now. So it will be interesting to see if they can fix it. This place is 54 years old. Have not changed the menu in decades, they said. And now they need to be relevant. Now, Julie Massino has been the CEO for only 9 months, but, you know, can we turn this place around? Can we do it? But sales are off a ton. And God, I know what you're thinking. Go inside and eat, Dan. I really don't want to. Okay, guys. Let's do it. Let's go inside Cracker Barrel. Now, this is the old country store that you've heard so much about, but this is reminds me of a place called Knott's Berry Farm in Southern California. It just has that same feel for it. Same kind of vibe, same kind of products, same kind of country store stuff. What do you guys think? Wow. Now, first things first, walking in this place, this is like going to your grandmother's house. Everybody is so nice. Prices seem pretty reasonable. You got fried chicken dinner here for $13. You know, they got teas and beers and stuff like that. But, you know, place is crowded. I don't want to start filming people inside and get thrown out of here. But pretty crazy, guys. Reasonable. See, I don't understand for what you're getting. I think that this is actually cheaper than some fast food. Look at this. Got meals for $12. You know, meatloaf for $12.79. I mean, that doesn't seem bad at all. You know, then they've got lunch specials that are under $11. I mean, this place should be, they should advertise this place is what they should do. Okay, guys, I got the fried chicken, and comes with two sides. It's got four pieces of chicken, and came with biscuits that I inhaled while I was waiting for my food. But this is $13.99, guys. This is a total steal. Look at this. You can't eat fast food for this price. Now, here's the thing. I've talked to a bunch of people in the restaurant. I mean, this is salt of the earth, hillbilly, nice, good people, okay? Grandparents, I am one of the younger people in this restaurant other than people's grandkids, and that's it, man. But I'm telling you, the fact that this place is struggling with the prices and with everything, that's on management. That's on, you know, CEO Manus, okay? I'm telling you, and I mean this, I would turn this place around in 1 week. Everybody needs to understand, with your business, understand your customer. Understand your core customer. Look at that, guys. $13.99, you can't eat a hamburger for that. And this place is struggling? That's on them. Now, again, fried chicken, Dan, it's not healthy. What's their fresh fish like? Do they have sautéed spinach? You know what I mean? I'm going to hear all that crap from you guys. The point is that this place should be making money hand over fist. And again, work on your existing clientele. If you know what your existing clientele is, advertise that. And Cracker Barrel is clearly not doing that. So this is on them. This is on Julie with the three last names. But let me know. Share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Once again, guys, amazing service, totally cheap prices. Look at that. Okay, $18.62. Absolute deal. Absolute deal, guys. Absolute steal. I ate at Shake Shack a week ago and spent $23 on a burger, fries, and a drink. Okay, clearly Cracker Barrel is on crack, and this is management's fault as to why this place is not making more money hand over fist. Clearly, they think that they should just leave the door unlocked and people will show up, and you need to advertise to your core clientele right now. Again, guys, let me know what you think about this. Again, it's not health food, guys. You know that. Everybody in here is laughing about that because they come in here for comfort food, like grandma used to make. Grandma's telling me this is what grandma used to make, okay? So let me know what you think, guys. I totally enjoyed it. thought the place was great. You know, sometimes management's the problem with restaurants. You know, they're not in touch with their customers. They're going to walk through this place and talk to everybody, because I did. I mean, talked to as many people that would talk to me. But I'm telling you, this is an older clientele. This is a very loyal establishment. The people love this place. They should have no problem, you know, having them tell their friends about this place. So, you know, let me know what you think about this. Again, this is not health food. How could you eat that? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear it, guys. I just want you to understand that when you see a 54-year-old business that's going down, you know, they're trying to compare this to Red Lobster and to, what's the other one? Olive Garden and IHOP. No, guys. This place has got good food and good value, too. So, again, I mean, in a week, I'd turn this place around. Remember I said that, okay? Let me know what you think about that. Now, one thing that's interesting is you have all these restaurants that are hurting. McDonald's did their $5 deal, and now the franchisees are freaking out. They're so upset about this because they're saying there's not enough profit in this $5 meal to discount it 30% off where it is. So think about this. They came up with the $5 deal for the McDonald's franchisees and just stuck them with it and just said, this is going to be the price and you're going to make money on this. And, oh, you don't make money. That's your problem. So it'll get people inside the store. The only problem is if you read the story out of the New York Post, it's getting people inside the stores. But what they're doing is they're just buying the $5 meal and leaving. And then the franchisees are like, we're not making any money on this. Now, a couple of New York stories with business that's really funny is tourism in New York City is off to, you know, below the pre-pandemic levels. It's off like 18% of where it was prior to the pandemic. Well, why? Why is that? Oh, well, it's one word, guys, crime. Nobody wants to go there. Hey, honey, let's go get robbed in New York. Please understand this. When I went there for my daughter and her billboard and everything that she did in February, it was so arranged in such a way that we were never like really alone, if you know what I mean. And felt very safe in one sense. But that place is very unsafe. So one thing that's funny about New York City right now is the workers that fill the fuel on airplanes at Kennedy Airport are so pissed off about their wages right now. Enough is enough. We want to get paid a real wage or we're going to go on strike. And when are they going to go on strike? Memorial Day weekend. So it will be interesting because you're going to sit there and say, well, can't Pete fill up a plane? No, you can't. No, you can't. Speaking of planes, just was announced that United and American Airlines have a bunch of planes that could have electrostatic problems where they could catch fire midair. Stories below on that one, which would, it's enough to keep you up at night. But again, is flying safe? I hate the experience now. It's not like flying, you know, these little puddle jumpers like JSX, where they treat you like a king and give you drinks and everybody's relaxed and you have lots of leg room and space between you and the person next to you. Man, it is just terrible now. So this is only getting worse, but what do you think about this? You think these guys should strike? I think it's funny because it would be great if the people that fill the airplanes, no, because think about it. They don't care which airline. No, you're from Nippon, you're from Korean Air, who cares? They just don't care. United, nah, pass. I'm not filling your plane. That would be awesome if that happened this week. I think that would actually be funny. Let me know what you think about that. Now I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. Just a quick video this morning. And I wanted to go show you guys the restaurants. And Jonathan sent me, you know, a very interesting letter. He has a wife who's sick that he's taking care of. And like he says, he's a man of means who has seen his lifestyle diminish over the last few years because of her health and because of inflation. So how do the average people make it, Dan? How do they get by right now in this economy if they don't have money like I do? So clearly this guy's got some scratch, but he's feeling the pain. One thing that he sent me from his smart meter was he tried to fight having a smart meter with his power company and couldn't. And you've got to have the smart meter in fog. We will pay anything now. Oh, you want to have a paper statement for your power bill? Got to pay $2 a month. I have had six people now send me their credit card statements in the last week showing me how they're going to have to pay $2. One of my credit cards did that. So pass, guys, pass. It's $2 a month to get a paper statement. Guess I have to pay $2 a month to get this. But again, where does it end? Where does it end? The final thing is a great story below about how 61% of the people out there are putting off their retirement right now because of inflationary changes. And guys, this is going week to week that things are getting worse with people. People are just not, it's just not, hey, that's the same story we heard a week ago. No, you're seeing more and more people wake up to the fact that Salomon Brothers just stepped forward and said, there's not going to be a interest rate reduction this year. People, get a hold of it. Inflation is out of control and you haven't seen anything yet. They can lie to us all they want and tell us that inflation's under control, but you know it's not. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Share this video with everybody. Share it with Cracker Barrel too. And again, I'd take that challenge. I'd turn that place around in a week, okay? Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you soon, okay? Gonna go into the Bass Pro Shop.